Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'd be remiss if I did not point out to you that if you go to guns.com right now, the Memorial Day sale has begun. There is no way for me to do this show in 3 hours and to tell you everything that is on sale. So go check them out, guns.com. Look for their Memorial Day sale. There's plenty of stuff going on right now. Joining me now, fresh off wherever he was and wherever he went to go do whatever he did, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Well, I know you went on vacation. I didn't know if you were swimming or driving. I didn't know what you were doing.
I went south and got to play in warm water. It was wonderful, but I'm glad to be back. Bill, you've been there. I mean, people who know you wouldn't say this, and I was around strangers. And some of them go, oh, you know, I heard something outside the back door, and one of my neighbors suggested I get a gun, and this was a Brit who was saying this. She goes, I don't even know how to use one. I'd probably hurt myself. Now, in her case, that's literally true. If she literally knows nothing, yes, right, get some training first. But the attitude toward it, I thought, was remarkable. Like, oh, I'm more likely to hurt myself than otherwise. That's common even amongst people who should know better. But, well, and we'll get to that. You know what? I'm going to jump right in there. The news media, and now we've sort of blurred the distinction between drama and news. We have so many cop shows on. Yes. We forget which is real.
Yeah.
Cop shows almost always show gunfire. In the real world, most policemen I know have never fired their guns.
Never pulled them.
Now, what was... Yeah, they'll put their hand on them because, yeah, you know, are you really going to... No, I'm not going to let you walk up to me with that in your hand. Put that down and you can get arrested without going lost. Right. Okay. Then they examined, they categorized this misperception. Rich government workers were the most distorted in their view. They thought that armed violence was over 3.5 times more common than it really was. Rural Asians, though, had the lowest estimate, about twice. In fact, about 15% of our violent crime, our aggravated assault, actually involve a firearm.
Right. Right. You know, it takes
but
a
I just
specific...
Thought, thank goodness there's Bill Frady's show, because you put it in perspective.
Well, I try to, but I mean, the alarming fact is with all of the different forms of media out there, the podcasts, the radio shows, the videos, there's a couple TV shows out there, all kinds of blog websites, all kinds of written word, all this other stuff. America is still remarkably in the dark when it comes to certain things.
What was that? What was that famous quote? And I saw it just the other day. Oh, if I listen to the, what was it, not Ministry of Truth, the Department of Disinformation, if I don't listen, I'm uninformed. If I do listen, I'm ill-informed. Yeah, finding the truth is hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the biggest compliment we can pay anybody now today is to look at them and say, you practice critical thinking.
Good.
Because most don't. Most do not practice. No. I mean, and critical thinking is not that hard. It just means that, you know, okay, that's okay. You can trust whoever you want to trust, but maybe you verify what you just heard.
And you have to avoid the quick dopamine hit of watching a TikTok video. It may take more effort than that.
Yeah, there's that.
we have to say that it was an extraordinarily good weekend in Chicago. Only one person was murdered by drug gangs. Now, the bad news is there were another 24 who were wounded and saved by prompt medical care. That makes 11 people murdered this last week, 40 murdered this month, 210 murdered in Chicago so far this year. And I can't ignore that, because Illinois is given an A rating by gun control groups, and Chicago certainly controls the politics in Illinois. They can get any gun laws they want. So,
well, you know,
mainstream, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know about what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I've started doing.
Yeah.
Democrats like murder. They mm-hmm. like to see normal citizens murdered. Because then when normal citizens are murdered by somebody who either, you know, he's got a mental health issue, which we've done away with mental health treatment pretty much because of the stigmatism.
Right.
Or if they're done away with by a black racist or an Islamic racist or anybody else like that, we don't pay any attention to that. And and if you look at the inner city, and I saw Denise D'Souza talking about this today. If you look at the inner cities today have the same five characteristics that were listed in a slavery plantation.
Yes.
And if America wants to sit back and look at these things happen repeatedly over and over and over again, what just happened in Buffalo,
yes.
just like it happened in Colorado, just like it happened on the New York subway, is going to happen again. Because no one, there's only one thing that you can do. You cannot stop a madman, a hate crime, an assault. You cannot stop it. All you can do is mitigate it. Because as long as we have freedom of movement, all
right.
of those other things are going to be possible.
Yep. We got to talk about that. That's sort of the element in the room behind the news we're listening to. And let's when you say mitigate, what you mean is
disrupt.
Cut the number of people who are injured by a factor of 4 or 5 so
right.
that we get 3 people injured rather than 15. It's very callous to say, that's great. We can save a dozen people if there is someone who's armed in the crowd. I'm not talking about having the SWAT cops there in the mall. Just an ordinary guy who goes, wow, what was that sound? Wait a minute, that could have been a gun. What's that, man? He's going to do it again. And the ordinary guy gets behind a column, pulls his gun, and shoots the murderer in the back.
Right. Well, I mean,
it's not Rambo.
No, it isn't. But I mean, the true fact of the matter is whoever is the attacker is always going to have the initiative. They're always going to have the upper hand because we don't know
right.
what they're going to do. We don't know when they're going to do it. So when they launch it, it will be the people with presence of mind to not lose their head and
right.
pull their weapon and dispatch this person. Which, and it's unfortunate that it comes to that, but that is exactly what it comes to. They're going to have to dispatch him. And in the interim, all these places that will continue to see all of this violence where a bunch of innocent people are getting killed for no reason other than existing is going to be in the blue cities. It's going to be where the Democrats hold the sway. It's going to be, and they can sit around all they want to and say it's this and it's that, and it isn't. It is not. Just because you say it a million six times. You know, I haven't even talked to you about the Ash conformity. Have I talked to you about the Ash conformity experiment?
I think so, but we'll have to bring it up again because I'm not,
okay.
I've forgotten it.
You may have been on vacation when I was talking about it. I don't know. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Rob, of course, is a writer and podcaster. You can find Self-Defense Gun Stories is an excellent possible podcast. If I can simply say it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
The Ash Conformity Experiment.
Yes.
It was almost like we're trying to gaslight somebody. We bring in a subject and we say, there are five things on the table. Pick up three of them. And there are only three things on the table? You know, it is sort of an absurd lie. But depending on the number of people in the room, if there were a lot of people and they said, oh, yeah, this makes sense, there are five things on the table, then we don't question. We don't say, stop this. This is silly.
Right.
There are three things on the table. I'll pick them all up.
It is a presentation of a known falsehood to see how many people, how far they can get you to go along with that premise, that what they're saying is, well, pick up three things out of the five that are on the table, and they pick up the three, and they don't even know, you know, they don't say anything about the other five.
Well, and what's interesting,
the other two
they're
missing or whatever.
Right, if there's only one other person in the room, we go, that's just silly, I'll get. But if there are a dozen, if there are 20, if the whole audience is saying, yeah, just pick up three out of the five, we're going, oh, I must be crazy. But it's fascinating that if there's one other person with you who goes, does this seem crazy to you? Yes, it seems crazy to me. We inoculate ourselves. We say, the rest of them are being crazy. You're right. This does look strange to me, too. Come on, you've done that with your friends. You've done that with your family. You know, and it's as common as someone gives you a set of directions to get somewhere and they don't quite make sense. Is this crazy? Yes, it is. Okay, we got to get better directions. Bill, I think that's what Lock and Load Radio does. Because the media is almost gaslighting us. They're telling us guns cause crime. And you're saying, wait a minute, guns can be used for violence. That violence can also be for defense. And now we're seeing that question debated politically. And you're inoculating people who have strong feelings, but very few facts. Well, thank you for planting the seed of doubt.
I hope so. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out over the course of time. It's gotten so bad, right? It has gotten so bad as far as the level of frustration on my part, right? That I have been, I have to go out every morning now with my cup of coffee before I start the day and sit with my bonsai trees and just sit there amongst them just to suck up that tranquility. Because the absurdity of what the mainstream press has done and what the Democrats want to do and the apathy of some of these Republicans is just getting to me to a degree. So I go out there and I sit with the bonsai trees.
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone in your battle. Did you see the comment that Tony Simon, it looks like, when I saw it, it was recopied from Twitter, Instagram, something like that, where Tony put it. He goes, to the black community, don't swallow the lie. People are out to kill you. Tony's a black firearms instructor.
Sure.
Some people are out to kill you just because you're black, and the people who want you disarmed, they're not your friends. I went, yeah. Tony, that's how it is.
It's so bad now that there's certain spokespersons, not Farrakhan, of course, but there's certain spokespersons from within the Nation of Islam that is starting to call the left out, the leftists, for their racism. And it's all about abortion.
Time, but
it's all about abortion and all the other stuff. In their purview, the problem with America today is that we have discounted the vital role of womanhood, because while everything's built by men, they come, they're birthed by women, by their mothers,
right?
That getting out there and making out like children are not beings has lowered our standard of living. It's lowered our IQ, which is probably true. There's a lot of women out there right now today that will tell you, can't tell you two things: when does life begin, and what is a woman?
Yep.
So.
It's thank you for look. We're talking about life and death, and we need a little levity because otherwise it gets grim. Now, to my defense, I wrote this before I saw Tony's article.
Sure.
And it drives me a little bit crazy that a racist looks up the demographics of different areas. He went to murder people in a neighborhood in Buffalo. What was it? 200 miles away from where he lived?
Yep.
Because he knew blacks and Jews lived there, and he deliberately wants to go murder blacks and Jews. But if you're an honest citizen on that neighborhood in Buffalo and you say, Sheriff, there are people who want to kill me because I'm a Jew, well, the sheriff will say, I'm sorry, Mr. Greenberg. The murderer did not say he wants to murder you. He said he wants to murder people like you, so that's not an extraordinary threat you face until he shoots at you. That's insane logic, and it's getting our friends killed.
It is, and I noticed on Twitter the other day, Pincus was back into his regular form where he said that that was not actually what that guy did. And he referred to his manifesto and everything, but it is exactly what that guy did. The manifesto didn't have
Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, no, I mean, he was pointing to a specific within the manifesto. I could go look it up, but whenever somebody gets out there, I'm a big proponent of Occam's razor. And when somebody gets out there and tries to make a very transparent issue where all the signs are there and turn it opaque for whatever reason.
Right.
To me, somebody's missing the point. We should be trying to lessen these events. We should not be sitting out here constantly trying, well, we need to break it down, of course, and try to understand. Well, if there were armed people in place, we know what would have happened. If armed people were in place. There was an armed person in place. Dude knew that. He had been there a couple of times. He had cased it a couple of times. He'd walked through it a couple of times. This was not something that he didn't know. He was set and ready to go. His rampage kill was, have you watched the stream?
No.
You should go try to find it and watch it. Dude was, he was quite ruthless and murderous, and if they gave him the death penalty tomorrow, Chinese style, it would still be too good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up from there and carried at Ammoland, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new survey from the Fed Reserve finds Americans were uneasy about the economy even before inflation started soaring. The Fed releasing its annual survey of household economics and decision-making for 2021. Only 24% of respondents thought national economic conditions were good or excellent. That represented a drop from 26% in 2020, the height of the COVID pandemic. The figure was at 50% in 2019. This, as President Biden says, an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains unchanged at $4.59 a gallon. USA Radio News. Another popular chain is leaving Russia.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's Chief Human Resources Officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rob Morse. Talking about the whole media malfeasance that goes on out there, among other things. You were about to say.
I was down south I had to be disarmed where I was, by law. And you hear people talk about the news, and their perspective is so different than mine. They're all, oh, we'd all be victims. And I'm thinking, okay, these are people who don't know America. But most Americans don't know America, because, in fact, we can and do stop mass murder. What the FBI stats were that when an armed citizen is present and acts, the bad news is they were only present about 11% of the time. But when they choose to act, they're effective in stopping or reducing an attempted mass murder like 15 times out of 16, 96%. And I go, how is this problem? How is this possible? And then, more to the point, how could we convince our neighbors, who isn't Bill Frady, he doesn't handle this material every day? Bill, I think if we just looked around the mall the next time we're there, or a market, and remember that one out of a dozen adults are armed, and imagine you're a bad guy, it's an uncomfortable feeling, and you're going to start... You with a stick, hitting somebody with a knife, stabbing somebody with a gun, shooting. But all one out of a dozen of the adults that not only you can see, but who will move toward you as screams and gunshots and shouts draw their attention, it makes me feel like I'd have to be crazy to do that. There are people all around me who could stop me. And I think that's the truth. I don't think that feeling of vulnerability is made up at all. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely, I agree. I'm curious, though, which part of down south were you where you had to be legally disarmed?
I was in Cozumel, Mexico.
Oh, well, that, yeah, okay. I thought you were going to say, I thought it might be a state that you didn't have reciprocity with. I just wanted to know what that was.
No. well, that could have been Southern California, too, but no. No. Southern state that, I got to share this with you, just because there are some people who won't put up with the silliness. A judge, and I think it was a district court judge in where the court happened to be in Nye County, Nevada, said, we don't want guns in the courtroom. Not only that, we don't want any civilians to carry guns in the entire courthouse complex. The problem is there's some county offices in that complex. So the and I don't know whether they're boards of supervisors that meet there and control the county, but whoever it was, the county official said, no, I'm not going to come disarmed. I'm not going to tell the staff who work for me. I'm not going to tell the clerk. If you're a county employee, maybe you're doing maintenance and you have to come work on this place, I'm not going to tell you that you can't be armed and therefore have to be disarmed all day because you dared cross paths with a guy wearing a black bathrobe, a judge. So they said, here, we're going to move the court complexes off all by themselves so that county officials and the people who visit county offices can remain armed.
Yeah, I saw that. That was...
you don't see that every day.
No, you do not see that every day. You do not see that every day. And that's refreshing because, if somebody wants to say, okay, we don't want you to carry a gun in here, I really wish they would actually have someplace where I could park it that's secure. On their
Arizona
facility.
Does.
Okay.
Yep.
So if they had a place where I could park it that is secure on their facility, and then when I go in there, I don't want to be looking around and just I want to see some armed people. I want to see some SWATs. I want to see some operators laying around there whose job is if somebody comes in while I'm in there enjoying my coffee or my meal or buying socks or whatever it is, whatever kind of business it is, I want somebody there to stop the attack.
Yeah.
And the idea where they get out there and make a, describe a gun-free zone and then say it's a gun-free zone because we don't want guns in it, well, that's great. But what are you doing to enforce that besides having a sign and disarming me? So
I know it's not the, 20,000 thick plastic in the sign. Do you think it's the ink that keeps the guns out? It must be magic ink that keeps guns from entering the, no?
I will tell you what I think. Well, okay. So the problem is that I don't go in places like that. I never go in a place like that that says if I'm going in a place like that, first of all, I was a delivery driver for 20 years, right? And in South Carolina, if you have a gun-free zone sign, you also have to have that gun-free zone sign on every door.
Every door, yes.
Every door. Every loading dock. Everything has to have that. If you do not have it on every one of those, then your one sign that you may have that may be 12 feet long or 12 inches long, 8 inches, 9 inches wide, and the letters may be 1 inch. All of that really good compliant stuff means nothing unless you don't have it on every door. And I know most places around here don't.
And you saw the back door where it was the least likely to be, and therefore felt very comfortable walking through the front door knowing it's just a piece of paper.
Exactly.
It's not really a sign.
No. So,
Here's I was handed a compliment. Our colleague, John Richardson, told me about it, that the Mountain States Legal Foundation cited an article I wrote that talked about that, like, okay, someone puts up a gun-free zone sign. Do they assume liability? You and I can't. We've been told, and the law's not a fool. Hey, there's an open well here. Don't step here because you'll fall, and unless someone's there to immediately save you, you might well die. Well, no, we said putting up a sign is not sufficient warning. You need to cover that. If not, it's called an attractive nuisance, and if someone gets hurt, you're liable because you didn't prevent an injury. It's easily foreseeable. Well, can we now say that disarming the innocent people is a foreseeable attraction to people who want to kill people who are unarmed? What to me is interesting is if the people who say, oh no, it's okay to say that people should be disarmed because that promotes public safety. Well, there are arguments both ways. What about the town who then says, you know, you were driving through town and you didn't have a gun, and it's a requirement of our town council that you have a gun. I'm going to charge you $150. By the way, the online class to get your permit is $100. Which would you rather do, sign up now in front of me, or I take cash or credit? Which would you? How would you like to pay?
Tell everybody how to find you. We've got a last break coming up. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing usually gets picked up at Amaland, and sometimes I get to talk about them.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Once again, let me mention, go to the Guns.com website. The Memorial Day sales are in motion right now. I can't mention them simply because there's too many of them to mention. I mean, it's a bunch. I got an email today of that. Wow. Thinking about a shotgun myself. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, only because it's such a good deal. I don't need a shotgun or something. But, you know, you look at something like, oh, really? Well, that's a good deal. Then you sort of feel like you're almost compelled to buy it. It's almost like marketing.
Well, we are living in the golden age of firearms. We have choices that will fit anybody. You don't have to wrap yourself around the gun. You can find one that will fit. And now ammo prices are starting to drop. Thank goodness we can afford to go get some more training.
Yep. They are starting to come down a little bit. I noticed that.
I saw this, and I didn't know if we were going to talk about it. We touched on it earlier. New York City is still deliberately targeting young Latino and black men with their police anti-gun search teams. Hey, I'd like to talk to you. Would you mind if I frisk you? Say what? And public defenders, though, talked about this racial profiling when there was a concealed carry case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. The comments were, look, no wonder that New York City police have lost support of the minority community. You're putting young black men who are at risk of criminal violence. They're not the criminals. They just want to get home to their families. And if they have a knife in their pocket for defense, if they have a gun, if they have a, you know, anything more than a rock, well, probably carrying a rock, you'd get charged. They can end up in Rikers Island for a decade. There was hope that the city would change its ways after the case was heard at the U.S. Supreme Court. Hasn't been decided yet. We found out today that it won't be, you know, today was one of the days that they would have released their findings, but okay, we got to wait again. It's not this day. What I wonder, Bill, is if the victims, and these guys really are, so many young minority black men have lost a decade of their lives due to New York's law. If that law is found to be unconstitutional, can the victim sue for damages? We saw happen a little. Yeah, go.
Well, what I mean, I would like to think they could, but I'm sure that they can't. I don't know how in New York's case if they indemnify themselves against being sued or something. I know certain federal components do, but. Having said that, I would hope at least they have a lawyer that will come in there and say, hey, it's time for you guys to let my client go.
Right. And the way it worked in Washington, people were traveling through the city. Oh, you've got tinted windows, Florida plates. We know you're good for a $100 fine because we don't allow tinted windows. Well, we do, but not your amount of tint. And just, you know, it's policing for profit. Well, a judge said, wait a minute. If they're carrying a gun when you stop them, you can't charge them because there is, you ask them to have a permit that you refuse to issue. Well, we see that in New York City. You want these young black men, you say, you don't have a permit. Well, you would refuse to give it to them. You told them they weren't extorting. It's just a guy trying to work and get home to his family. So it seems like New York City wants it both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. They want to say, we're indemnified, but we get to prosecute you because you tried to stay alive. Because our, it'll be fascinating, and it may, I suspect, it may lead to another Supreme Court case. I don't know, you know, if Thomas writes it, you and I would thinking he's fairly forward-thinking and would say, There is no defense for enforcing this unconstitutional law. You should have known.
That would all be true. But, I mean, I'm convinced that most gun control, most of these things, that they know they're not constitutional. They do it to see how long they can perpetuate it. They do it to see if it'll stick. And then if it doesn't stick, then they sit back and they campaign on it. You know, they start to fundraise on it.
Well, you know, I, you're absolutely right. And I think here's how we know. Most gun control laws have exceptions for politicians, judges, and law enforcement.
Yep.
And you go, well, why would they need that? Well, if you say that this place is a gun-free zone, but a politician feels at risk if he goes there unarmed, well, wait a minute, you mean... it's okay if you put my family at risk, but not a politician? I'm sorry. If it's not safe for him, it's not safe for me. So, yeah, they knew. They did know. Speaking of did know, did you see where New York Mayor Adams said, oh, yeah, the reason my city's so violent is that we don't have nationwide gun control? I'm going, but wait, the guy who attempted mass murder on the subway in New York City and the one who just did it in Buffalo, both of them are crazy racists, one attacking whites, the other deliberately targeting blacks and Jews. Wait a minute, Mayor. You're saying that even with all your laws that failed, we need more of the laws that fail? And I think what this is, Bill, is a way to have an excuse for violence in New York City after the New York, the U.S. Supreme Court says ordinary honest citizens have the right to bear arms. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if they go shall issue.
The cops and what?
No, I think if they go shall issue, I think things will change really rapidly in New York City. But then again, New York is sort of hollowed out right now compared to what they normally are.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't know how many people. And plus, you've had, since 19, was it 1912 that they imposed the Sullivan Act? And I know it's something else
right
now. But so it's been over 100 years that you've got everybody out there saying, oh, well, guns are bad. You can't have guns, this, that, the other. So it'll be interesting to see how fast all of that changed if they suddenly went shall issue. But I guess we'll see here very shortly. We're going to see. And then when that happens, I wonder what they will say. Because they're not going to say, okay, well, now that we have shall issue, we're getting rid of all of these gun control items. We're not enforcing them anyway. We can enforce them anyway. So we'll go shall issue. I hope it's a wild, wild west. Enjoy. And then I guess they'll take credit for things if crime goes down.
What I fear is that they'll pull back the police. They'll slow walk letting ordinary citizens be armed. Every place will be a gun free zone. The police will continue to frisk ordinary citizens and go, how'd you get here? Oh, I parked my car. Ah, you parked your car in a gun-free zone. Another $5,000 fine and 5 years. Sure. Go pay a lot of.
They may do that, but I mean that'd just be another. Obviously, they would be doing everything they could to thwart the findings of the court. So that would get recirculated and back in the court pretty quick. I do imagine. But I fear it probably will be the way you're describing it. I just I had not considered that part of it.
What was fascinating is that wasn't the core of the complaint that was brought to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it was talked about a lot, like extraordinary places, sensitive places were mentioned 30 times by New York State saying, look, this is why we need gun control.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's in since it was a distraction. Okay, but since they brought it up, I wonder if the judges then would feel free to comment about it. I'm not a lawyer. Don't even fly one. We'll find out.
I understand. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome back.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, it's going to be, whenever I want to find out what the latest in the gun culture is, I speak with him. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, One Young Dan Zimmerman. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.